Interest rate cuts may be a good thing if you want to buy a car or refinance a mortgage, but rate cuts also cut the return on some investments, certificates of deposit, for example, and treasury bills. Many retirees draw a good deal of their income from such savings. Steve Tripoli of member station WBUR in Boston has been looking into whether the rate cuts amount to a big pay cut for many seniors.
When interest rates fell sharply a decade ago, there was no mistaking senior citizens' reaction, says Claire Hushbeck of AARP, a group that represents seniors.
We were getting deluged with phone calls from our members saying, "Do something. Impeach Alan Greenspan. Do something."
Greenspan and his fellow Fed governors are cutting rates again, but even though the cutting's more vigorous this time, Claire Hushbeck says the reaction isn't.
I'm not even hearing anything now. I've asked my colleagues who would be likely to be in a position to get these kinds of calls that come in over the transom, so to speak, and it's very puzzling why there isn't more concern out there.
Hushbeck might find some answers to her puzzle at the Acton, Massachusetts Senior Center. Acton's a comfortable suburb where many seniors nevertheless feel a bit pinched as younger families move in and vote new taxes for the schools. Acton's seniors are aware of what's happening to interest rates, but retiree Nancy Gerhardt says they're not very worried so far.
We're more concerned about the market because our money is in the market, and I think you'll find the majority of the seniors have their money in the stock market.
Gerhardt says that's a change from how seniors used to invest their money here.
I think that seniors learn very quickly to protect their income as much as they can. I'm sure that their financial advisors, and many of them have financial advisors, have them much more diversified.
Not far from Acton, the worry level seems a bit higher in a working class section of Watertown. What happens to interest rates and the income they produce on savings like certificates of deposit matters to seniors sitting at a morning painting class. When a CD matures and it's time to reinvest the money, retiree Adrian Pallotta says she and others go rate shopping.
I think there's a lot of shopping around for whatever could be, you know, a little better. We always looking at what's the maturity date, and then looking at what bank is offering the most. There's not one CD that doesn't get looked at like that. The minute you can get 1% more, off it goes into the other bank.
Shopping for CD rates doesn't bring much satisfaction these days. Today's quotes from online rate watcher Bankrate.com show rates of 3.78% for a one-year CD and 5.21% if you want to lock up your money for 5 years. Short-term CD rates are about 3% lower than a year ago. It's 4% for Treasury bills. If you're reinvesting $50,000 today, that could mean a $40 a week pay cut. Still, the clamor from seniors over this doesn't appear to be great. Financial planner Chuck Bean, who has many senior clients, says their investments are more diversified now, but that's not all that's helping. Low interest rates drive up the price of existing bond investments. You can sell a $10,000 bond yielding 5% for more than $10,000 if rates drop to 4%. Bean says that's helped his clients.
Some of our seniors that are dependent upon income from those fixed income bond holdings, as they're systematically drawing income off of those portfolios, it's actually locking in profits on these bonds.
Bean says low interest rates are helping some seniors another way. By making it easier for young home buyers to afford a large mortgage, they're helping to keep real estate prices high for an older generation that's more likely to be on the selling end. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli in Boston.